This is VOA News via remote, not via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia unleashed massive rocket attacks on critical infrastructure and residential buildings in 10 regions of Ukraine Thursday. Officials reported at least 9 people died Thursday in the largest such nighttime attack in 3 weeks. Ukraine's power grid operator says Europe's largest nuclear power plant has been reconnected to the grid. The Russian-controlled Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in Ukraine had lost all external power supply as a result of the missile attacks and was running on diesel generators, the UN Atomic Watchdog confirmed. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin discussed Thursday's Iran's nuclear ambition with his Israeli counterpart during a visit to Israel.
Now, we continue to believe that diplomacy is the best way to prevent Iran from getting a nuclear weapon. But as President Biden has repeatedly made clear, the United States will not allow Iran to acquire a nuclear weapon.
Efforts to revive Tehran's tattered 2015 nuclear deal with world powers has been stalled for months. Austin's schedule was rearranged to keep his engagements close to the airport. Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had to be airlifted to the country's main airport after throngs of cars and protesters prevented him from driving there. The demonstrations are part of nationwide protests underway for more than 2 months against Netanyahu and his government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com or download our mobile app. This is VOA News. Representatives from Turkey, Sweden, and Finland agreed at a meeting Thursday to hold more talks on the stalled bids by the Nordic countries to join NATO, the alliance said. Turkey and Hungary are the only NATO countries still to ratify the applications, which must be accepted by all 30 existing members of the military organization. Ankara has held up the process and is pushing a list of demands, including that Sweden expel dozens of mostly Kurdish residents it suspects of ties to separatist militants. U.S. President Joe Biden is in the swing state of Pennsylvania at this hour to unveil a federal budget plan laden with spending proposals and higher taxes on the wealthy. This will form a blueprint for his expected 2024 reelection bid. In remarks, Oklahoma Congresswoman Stephanie Bice says the GOP has a better path than the one President Biden lays out in his budget.
Republicans have a strong vision for the country. It's called the Commitment to America. It is built on 4 main principles: an economy that is strong, a nation that is safe, a future that is built on freedom, and a government that is accountable.
Mr. Biden's proposal faces stiff opposition in Congress this year after Republicans won control of the House of Representatives in November's midterm elections, and large parts of it are unlikely ever to be enacted. Rescuers recovered more bodies buried under tons of mud after a landslide crashed onto a hilly Indonesian village, raising the number of dead to more than 20. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Over a dozen rescuers crowd around a newly discovered body, drenched in mud in a village on Indonesia's remote Natuna Islands. The men lift the body into a body bag before carrying it off into a truck. Authorities have deployed more than 200 rescuers to search for over 30 people still missing. Many were apparently trapped in houses that were buried under the landslide, which according to officials was 13 feet deep. The search and rescue operation has been hampered by heavy rains around the disaster site, as the weather has forced the search effort to be halted several times. I'm Karen Chamas.
Actor Chaim Topol has died in Tel Aviv at the age of 87, according to Israeli leaders. A cause of death was not given. He is best known for his role as Tevye in Fiddler on the Roof. He won a Golden Globe in 1972 for his performance in the film, which also earned him an Academy Award nomination for Best Actor. As we said, he was 87 years old. All of these stories and more on our website at voanews.com. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.